Okay, so what is agent-based modelling?
Okay, I suppose first and foremost, it's an analytical technique for analysing your data. So it's an alternative method for making sense of data.
Okay. What are its advantages and disadvantages over, say, other methods of modelling?
For agent-based modelling, the advantages are that they can more accurately represent real-life complex systems. Disadvantages are you have to have some knowledge of the method itself to code and make sense of the data.
Yeah.
So you have to have an understanding of the method. But the advantage is the results are going to be perhaps more accurately reflect the system operating and its dynamics.
Can you give an example of where agent-based modelling has been successful in industry?
In many operational environments where you're trying to test out resilience, so you might take an existing setup of maybe transport routes, and model how you could make those more efficient and create some resilience by creating alternative pathways. Or modelling factories and distribution channels. But they're the more basic, I would say, agent-based models, because they're trying to improve your operational capability and identify risks related to resilience, whereas the more advanced agent-based models are related to evolutionary understanding. So how do new structures come about by the interactions of the agents?
Okay. Mathematically, how can you be sure that the results from an agent-based model are valid in order to base various decisions on them?
Validity is a big question for all analytical techniques, of course. For agent-based models in particular, validity ought to be tested against the real-life system. So can you replicate what you've seen in practice? You might not be able to, particularly if you're trying to project the future or a possible range of futures, but the verification or validation of the model is, does it reflect how you've interpreted the real life system?
And do you think that there are differences in the decisions faced by leaders in industry and the decisions faced by leaders in government? And could agent-based models be useful in government policy making?
Absolutely. I suppose the evidence that they use now for decision making is based on far more traditional techniques, which don't try to explore the dynamics of complex systems. And of course, most systems that we put together or are in existence, which have people in them or technology, are complex systems. And if you're not taking account of the dynamics and the interactions of the systems, then your evidence base is deficient. So by modelling the interactions as well as the system components and their evolution, you're more likely to have a sounder basis for decision making.
And how important is ICT in an agent-based modelling approach to decision making?
Well, ICT, of course you need the ICT because these agent-based models are computational. So first and foremost, you need programs to run then take the data that you have collected. But the often the operation of the agent-based model is reliant also on ICT, because if you're feeding it real-time data, you can't be making those decisions. You know, an individual doesn't have the capacity to make the decisions at the speed at which the ICT might be able to make them. So, yes, I'm afraid it does rely on ICT, both for its development and for its operation.
And what steps do you think need to be taken to ensure more decisions are made with the help of agent-based modelling?
I think we need to promote it more widely and use it in more disciplines, use it in more cases where we can't make as much sense of what's going on with other analytic techniques. It just needs sort of a capacity of more researchers adopting the analytic approach to demonstrate its validity and its usefulness, and then I think it would help to have it in the environment.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.